Mark Garrow, PRN. Kyle, you've won 5 out of the last 7 races dating back to last year. Only 9 guys since 1972 have done that. Pretty select group. When you start the names, Allison, Petty, Pearson, Earnhardt, Gordon, Wallace, Tony Stewart, the last one to do it. Does that mean anything to you? I know before you kind of shrug off all these wins and different things, but in that kind of rarefied air, does that mean anything to you at all?
No, it's definitely cool. I didn't think of it really just because it's gone on to 2 different seasons now. So it doesn't feel like I've won 5 out of the last 7. But either way, it's cool to be in that category of superstars and Hall of Famers. So hopefully you can keep it going and you get onto an even smaller list somehow.
And what does it feel like to go to the racetrack? You've been in situations where you had to drive your backside off just to stay with them and give yourself any kind of a chance. Now you go to any race you have a chance to. And what does it feel like every time the green flag drops, knowing that you at least have a chance?
Well, last year I felt that way for sure. I think this year, still with the new car, there's uncertainty of how your weekend's going to be. So I'm not going to say that last week I showed up the track knowing that I was going to win, or knowing that I was going to have a shot to win anyways. I don't know if anybody really felt that way, but I think going forward, these are some good tracks for us, and our team's really strong. So I know that we'll be able to execute our way to challenge for wins. So that helps confidence out a lot, and winning last week for sure helps going forward here to Vegas and having a better idea how your weekend might be. So just excited to get these races in and get more of an understanding of how the cars drive, how your team stacks up against the others, and try and have a season a little bit better than last year.
Kyle, Ron Futrell from Channel 8 here in Vegas. Tell us a little bit about your sponsor on the side of the car, the Samaritan's Purse, and the reason for that. I mean, we all know what's going on in the Ukraine right now, but give us some background.
It's just something neat that Rick Hendrick wants to do and raising money to benefit what's going on there in Ukraine. So it's an honor to have it on our car. I hope between the 4 of us Hendrick drivers, we can all lead every lap of this race on Sunday and can donate quite a bit of money to their relief. So Rick's got a huge heart, and it's just neat that he does a lot of special things for so many different people.
And we'll go to the front to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Was the competition meeting this week and talking to Chase? I mean, was it matter of fact? Was it normal? Was it frosty? Was it awkward?
Well, for my spot, it's always going to be awkward. But it was a good meeting to have. Rick called a meeting with all 4 teams and just kind of reiterated his expectations with us drivers. So it's good to get those reminders every now and then. Continue to race good in the future with each other. So I'll catch up more with Chase here in a little bit, and we'll be good. Huh? No, because we're all, it's West Coast swing, so we're all traveling. I haven't been there but a little over a year now. So as far as I can remember, that's the only meeting since I've been there that Rick's been a part of in that sense. He's been to competition meetings and stuff like that, and we've had multiple meetings about different things. But as far as your racing and stuff, that's the first one I can remember him getting involved in. I think we all know his expectations, and after the incident last week, it was good for him to get involved again and tell us what the expectations are.
I was wondering if you caught Radioactive.
Yeah.
Any comment on it?
No, it was another good episode of it.
Do we have any additional questions?
ChrisKnightCatchFence.com. Kyle, it's windy again this morning here in Las Vegas. Is that going to be a factor like it was at Auto Club last weekend? And how different is the car, the next-gen car, in the wind compared to last year's car?
Yeah, I'm not really sure how much the wind really played into cars spinning and stuff last week, at least in practice and qualifying. And I don't know how much it'll be in effect here. I think it was more the bumps and everybody just not being used to the car at all last week. So I think having a week of that and knowing how on edge these cars are, you would think would make this weekend be a little less crazy. But 1 and 2 here is extremely rough. So I think that's going to play a factor in the handling of the cars. And your mistakes will, a lot of mistakes I feel like will be made in 1 and 2. And you'll see some spins and crashes. And just try to ease into it and try and you not step over the edge too soon. Yeah, you know, Tyler's great. I've been very, very happy with him as my spotter. The way things worked out for us to get him last year was so last minute, but I feel like we ended up with the best option I could have as a driver, and he's been great. You know, we've had a lot of success together, and I trust him a lot. So we've talked quite a bit this week, and you know, we both are learning these new cars, and the runs are huge, so... a lot to be learned, and you have to have some incidents sometimes to really you learn quickly, and that's what we're going to do going forward.
Up here to the front.
Kyle, right here. Alan Michaels on Pit Road Racing. Two big tracks now. Our first look at a mile and a half, sort of look in the crystal ball today. What do you think this car is going to do with the wind conditions? What do you think it's going to be like out here today?
Yeah, again, I don't know. It's I don't think it'll be – who knows? I don't know. 1 and 2 is really rough, so I think that's where you might see some of us struggling getting through there. These cars don't seem to handle the – well, at least my car, at least last week, compared to Fontana in the past or tracks I ran last year, it was much harsher of a ride quality than what I remembered. So this place being as rough it is as it is in 1 and 2, I think that's what we'll probably fight and it'll be difficult. So we'll see, though. I think your team's probably learned a lot last week and are applying it to their cars for this week.
Any final questions? All right. Thank you, Kyle, and good
Thanks.
Luck this weekend.